This is one of the best times of year for trout fishing. The water is warming up and the fish are biting. That means anglers are searching for that perfect chemistry of water, wildness, and fish. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann found it on a recent trip to Canada.
My friend and paddling partner Brian McDonald is a burly guy. He flicks and plays his fishing pole like a fencer. By the second cast, he's pulling in supper.
Beautiful brookie.
We're deep in the woods of northern Ontario, halfway between Nowhere and James Bay. The Wakwiatkastik is a whitewater river, long necklaces of rock and rapids that punch through trackless black spruce. Here, the sounds of highway and industry are replaced by a chorus of frogs. We've spent the last couple of days navigating rapids, too busy keeping the canoe right side up to fish. After all that dried food and the power bars, Brian's catch is a mouth-watering sight.
It's a classic brook trout. It's about a pound and a half, 2 pound red dots, blue halos around the red dots.
We're on holiday, and Brian's off the clock. But back home in New York's Adirondack Mountains, he works as a fishing guide. He uses his knife with practiced skill, sliding it along the trout's belly.
What we'll do is we'll check the stomach, we'll see what it's been eating, and that'll help us to determine what to use as bait for other fish.
It's a little awkward killing and butchering such a beautiful creature, but the trout, too, is a voracious predator.
Oh yeah, it's been eating lots and lots. Inside of it, it has crayfish, there's an arm of a crayfish. Oh, and it's just, the stomach is just packed. Look at that.
Some of the trout's half-digested prey is still squirming and wriggling, trying to escape.
See, these are all stoneflies. Look at that, those puppies are still alive.
While Brian cleans the trout, I set about making a small cook fire using driftwood gathered along the bank.
Look at that flesh. That's beautiful. A real orange color. I tend to just gut and cut out the gills, leave the head on, and you can cook pretty much the whole fish. We'll take some onion, take a little dehydrated apple, a little olive oil, and enjoy some fresh caught trout.
We eat with our fingers right from the pan. Imagine the best fish you've ever had, eaten while lazing by a fire on the bank of a wild river. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann.